normally was referred to as the Freedom of Information Bill, but it has been renamed as the Right to Access Information, because freedom of information is an entrenched clause in our own 1991 Constitution. But we took it further by enacting a Right to Access Information Bill, which gives anybody above the age of 15 years old, a citizen of Sierra Leone, to demand or request any information from any public body or private body that does receive any funding from the Consolidated Fund for any information that is not confidential nature.
You have been quoted as saying that this bill is in line with your government's reforms to promote and reinforce democracy and good governance. Do you believe that the people of Sierra Leone are enjoying freedom of information under this government led by President Ernest Bai Koroma?
Yes, people of Sierra Leone are enjoying freedom of information, freedom of expression, freedom of association. I believe that, and that is in compliance with the tenets of our democracy.
Mr. Minister, what can you tell us about Sierra Leone journalists who on Tuesday had a media shutdown because of what they said, two journalists who are charged with sedition? How does that come in line with what you're saying about freedom of information?
The journalists who have been arrested are journalists who provided information that is false. Information is important, but you must give credible information. And nobody refused them information if they had asked for it. But what they did is fabricated information that were total lies, contrary to all existing tenets of truth. And I know that is why they are where they are at the moment, because they fell foul of existing laws in the country. And in any country, the laws must be obeyed, i.e., seditious libel or criminal libel and malicious defamation of character are not some of the best practices for ethical journalism.
Mr. Minister, in order for this new Freedom of Information Bill to work after the president signs it, you need a good working court system. How is the court system in Sierra Leone?
Like anywhere else, the court system is independent. And the court system so far has been very satisfactory. I believe that the court system will be able to meet with this. But coupled with the court, there has also been set up a commission for information, which has the right to summon people who have been requested information and refused to give them information, summons them, and they have penalties that they can go through to if they do not comply.